let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargel and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, AncientHopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the AncientHopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the AncientHopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Father John and Danny. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm in the studio with Father John Wargel. Welcome back, Father John. It's so good to see you.
Yeah, it's always good to see you.
That is true. Same here. And today we're going to talk about, well, I don't even want to say it. Today we're going to talk about how God lies when it fits his agenda.
Wow.
I don't know.
You make it sound so bad.
It is bad. This is just one of those things where I never thought about it at all, and now it comes up that God can stretch the truth.
You have to stick with the text, okay? Because the text is going to jumble up all your preconceived ideas. And what did I say about problems, Danny?
Problems. We need to look at them very... They are our friend.
Because they make us think, right?
Yes. Okay. Well, this is definitely a problem for me.
Yeah. So what do we have here? Moses and Aaron, they go to Pharaoh. And he said, the Lord wants us to go for a 3 days journey so they can worship God.
Yep.
Now,
like out in the wilderness, he just wanted to get away.
Yeah. Well, see, this is the interesting thing, because the wilderness is really a chaos motif, right? You know, remember we talked about Sinai being a barren place, but still representative as God's mountain because God's dwelling there, right?
Yep.
He wants them to take the Canaan land, which is the land flowing with milk and honey, right?
Yes.
That's a paradise motif, right? But there's a big, scary desert between the two, okay?
Yes.
And of course, that is even reminiscent of the whole idea that this life is really a journey through the desert, right?
Yeah, sure.
As we're going toward Cana, which is going to heaven, okay? Mm. So all this stuff is really important, right?
Wow.
But he says 3 days journey. Now, on the surface, this is what could it mean, okay? They can't worship on pagan ground.
Oh, okay.
Okay, they can't, because Goshen is about 3 days. To get out of Goshen for the people would take them about 3 days, right?
Oh, okay.
So to worship God, they need to leave Egypt to do that sort of thing. That could be something behind this whole thing, right?
Okay, yeah. Well, that
makes
sense.
But he's making it sound to Pharaoh that, hey, let's let us go for 3 days.
Yeah, right.
As if that's his plan. But God is not telling him that, let my people go. You're a bunch of slave drivers.
Yeah.
I'm going to save my people. I'm going to destroy you. And then I'm going to go and take my people to their land. Okay.
Yes, right.
That would be stupid.
Yes, true. But the most important thing there is I'm going to destroy you.
Right.
Which he doesn't say anything about in this little gesture of, can my people just leave for 3 days?
Yeah. Right. Okay. So, this all comes with the hardening heart motif. We're going to talk about that, okay?
Yes,
because that's a big issue. We have a whole post on that, okay? But God's involved in hardening Pharaoh's heart, okay? That too is a war motif, because if you harden his heart, he's going to make foolish tactical mistakes in warfare.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And this, it's another one of those amazing things about the way God works when he has enemies.
Right. Right. So Yahweh shows a lot of personality here. We talked about Yahweh having personality, right?
Yeah.
And so, he certainly takes note of those whom he loves. Remember, he said that I see,
Right.
I hear.
I feel your pain.
Yeah. Right. And on the other hand, he looks at his enemies and said, Okay.
You're dead. It's not good.
It's imperative, Danny, that we get on the right side of God.
I can see that now. Yeah. Why didn't I see that a little bit clearer before?
Right.
Now,
that's
very clear.
Again, you know, Pharaoh does seem like a mere plaything to Yahweh. But on the other hand, he's taken Pharaoh seriously.
Yep.
Okay. And he's deeply engaged in Pharaoh's will. Okay. As he is with all of us.
Right. Right. Yeah.
He's always engaged with people, and he sees where their will is, right? And he always looks for a little crack in our hardness to shine his light, okay, through and bring grace and redemption and so on and so forth. But there's such a thing as a hardened heart where the will of the person refuses to let any light into their hearts at all.
Right.
That's a bad thing.
Yeah.
And that is when that person is really positioning himself to be an enemy of God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. And God recognizes that, sees
right.
it, and acts accordingly.
That's right. He acts accordingly. Right. Mm-hmm. Very good. So he's working with Pharaoh's will, and he sees what he's dealing with, and he engages in warfare. Okay, this is a holy war motif.
Okay.
And so, by definition, war is deceit.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, okay, like if, do you remember that General Schwarzkopf who fought against Iraq, right? Remember mm-hmm. that?
Yes.
Yeah, it was amazing to see how that thing unfolded just in the news. He had his ships feinting an invasion by sea.
Yeah.
Okay. And at that time, you know, Saddam Hussein thought, he's got to be getting me through the sea because no one can cross the desert.
Yes.
But little did he know that there's this little thing called GPS that was developed secretly by the government, right?
Yep.
And so he had all his tank divisions swing around and come in through the back into the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And once they emerged out of the desert, they were goners.
Right.
Yeah,
there was
they were
no
defenseless.
Stopping. Yeah.
Right. So Schwarzkopf could have said, you know, give Saddam Hussein a phone call. He says, hey, listen, I want to fight fair. Okay.
Yeah.
Like a British thing to do.
Yes. Right.
Okay. I want to fight fair. You know, I wish I had a
except
British
Schwarzkopf
accent.
Is not a British guy.
That sounds very German, yeah. Right?
Schwarzkopf? Yeah. Blackhead. Yeah. Blackhead.
Yeah. It's funny. Yeah. So, no, he doesn't call him and say, hey, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can't think of warfare without a seat. Matter of fact, you can't even think about any sports games without deceit.
Sure, yeah. Special plays, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's trying to get into the head of their enemies.
Mm-hmm.
If you get into the head of your enemies, well, then you're going to win.
Yeah.
Okay, now you always get into the head of the Pharaoh, right?
Yeah.
But Pharaoh can't get into the head of God,
nope,
right?
Nope, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Right, so what's going on here is deceit. And so, yes. I will say positively that Yahweh lies, okay? But he only does this in a certain context.
Okay.
And that certain context is holy war.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you see it throughout Scripture, even in the New Testament.
Hmm.
Okay, so we think of some examples of this whole thing. Rahab, the harlot, is praised for her deceit of the spies.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, and because she was deceiving, she was saved.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because she saved the life of the spies.
Mm, yeah.
Okay, I mean, in warfare, all is fair, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so David, okay, he's among the Philistines.
Mm-hmm.
When he sees that the Philistines don't like him, he feigns madness, and he starts acting insane, and, you know, he tells his men, don't I have enough, you know, madmen around here that you bring this guy, you know, into my presence? Get him out of here. So Yeah. Instead of killing him, they said, well, you know.
Yeah, just get him out.
You know? Right.
He's nuts, yeah.
Right. My favorite one is in 1 Kings 22, okay? Because God is at war with his own king, King Ahab, okay? Because he has a hardened heart.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wait a minute, but did God make his heart hard?
That's it a similar situation? We're going to talk about that later. Okay. Okay, and another, you know, that whole dynamic, right? Because there's a dynamic there, right?
Yeah, right.
So this prophet of Yahweh, Ahab, said, well, you know, come on, bring him into it. All these other prophets were hobnobbing to the king, saying, oh, I foresee a great and wonderful victory. Oh, hey, Ahab, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is both the kings of Judah and Israel, and Ahab is over Israel. The Judean king says, don't you have any other prophets around here? Okay.
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Father John Wardle and Danny Gallagher. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website. Then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Father John and Danny.
And so this is both the kings of Judah and Israel. And Ahab is over Israel. The Judean king says, don't you have any other prophets around here? Okay. Well, there is this one, Micaiah, but he always prophesies evil. Yeah, you know, right?
Yeah, okay. We don't want him.
And so, you know, they said, well, let's listen to him. So he comes in there, and he said, oh, hey, Ahab, go do it. You're gonna do just fine, you know. Of course, he read through the whole thing, and he said, tell me what the Lord really says, you know, because...
Right.
And of course, it's dangerous being a prophet back then.
Yes.
Okay, Ahab, I'll tell you what I saw.
Uh-huh.
I saw the heavens open. I saw Yahweh presiding over his heavenly court. And Yahweh asked all his court, saying, who will go and deceive Ahab for me? Okay. And a lying spirit came up and he says, I will deceive Ahab for you.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the Yahweh says, go and succeed.
Yeah, sheesh.
Okay. So, you know, this is some serious business, okay?
Yeah. War is serious
Ahab
business.
Ahab had turned away from God.
Oh, yeah.
And when you do that, you're actually, you know, asking for troubles.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It goes back to once you become God's enemy.
That's right. Right, yeah.
When God sees that's what's in your heart.
Yeah, so you see this also a bit in Romans chapter 1, where when people get so evil that God basically lets go of them, okay, and that they fall deeper into deceit. And I can't remember exactly. I should have been better prepared. There's a place in the letters where it says God gives them over to a deceitful spirit.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's the New Testament. There's no difference between the Old and New Testament.
Right.
Really, there isn't, you know, this whole idea is that God is always outfoxing the devil.
Yeah.
Actually, you can almost look at the crucifixion of Christ in the same light.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Right? Because, you know, Jesus comes in mortal flesh. He looks like he's easy pickings for Satan. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
But it's like a feint. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
You know. Oh, here, devil, look at Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
This one little single guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, the devil thinks he's winning, and even at the crucifixion, he thinks he's winning.
Yeah.
And then he realizes that he got beat, right?
Right.
And so the deception of evil is a fundamental idea in the Bible.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yes, the devil must have been having a big celebration for the 3 days.
That's
and
right.
Then suddenly, the realization.
So, you know, one of his weapons is false intelligence, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, nothing could be clearer in our today's society. Now, you worked for the NSA or something like that, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then you know much more about this whole thing than I do, and you've probably heard all sorts of stories of how governments are constantly trying to deceive other Always, you know?
Yes. Yeah, right. Always. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So deception is war.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Okay.
Yep.
And
yeah.
And it's not anything different in holy war.
Yeah.
So do I have you convinced that Yahweh lied?
Yeah. You have me convinced that maybe God's not bad because he's a liar.
Okay.
I got it now.
Yeah.
So 3 days, just 3 days, really?
No, this isn't, yeah. Okay. So these are anthropomorphisms, though.
Yes.
Okay. Because does Yahweh lie like people lie?
Right. Yeah.
No.
So it's making God into more of a human like.
Yeah, right.
Which
right.
Is really.
You know, these are metaphors. Okay. And Yahweh, the holy warrior, is a metaphor. Okay. You want to know how God is like? Well, you know, every little boy would watch warriors come boom, 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 walking into town. You know, they'd be in awe of the armor, of the horses, their spears, their weapons. And, you know, then they go out in the backyard and get sticks and start fighting and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That was very impressive in the minds of, you know, in today's world, it's the NFL player. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talk about deceit. Every play is deceitful,
yes,
right?
That's right. Yeah.
Right. Right.
They're always trying to fool them.
They're always trying to fool them, right? So C.S. Lewis has something really good in his Miracles book, okay? Chapter 10. He called it Horrid Red Things, okay?
Okay.
There was some sort of a metaphor that he said, in that, basically, he's saying in there that all sorts of metaphors, no matter what they are, you know, when applied to God, at first seemed very gross and very silly,
mm-hmm.
right? But he argues that without these metaphors, you can know nothing of God.
Well, that's right, yeah, because we don't have any choice. We only
yeah.
we only have that to think about humanity,
mm-hmm.
making God more human, and so
right.
giving God human characteristics.
Yeah, mm-hmm. otherwise you're reduced down to mathematical equations and
right.
you know trying to get away from the literary pictures. But once you do that, you remove yourself from creation, period. Right?
Sure, yeah.
The Bible recognizes that what these are metaphors, okay? They're
yeah.
anthropomorphisms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does God lie like people lie? No. Does he have a deceitful heart? Is it, you know, does he have bad intentions toward people? No. Can we believe that God is truth and that God will never lie to those people that depend upon him?
Right.
Will
of course,
he always yeah. deliver? Will he always, is he always truthful?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course. And you go through all scripture and you see that God reveals himself as a God of chesed, loving kindness, and emet. And emet, that word is truth.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So he reveals himself as the truth.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And Jesus picks up on this, you know, John chapter 1, verse 14, he tabernacled among us, and we behold his glory, that of the only begotten Son, full of what? Grace and truth. You know,
oh,
so
yeah.
Jesus is Yahweh of the Old Testament as he revealed himself on Mount Sinai.
Mm, gosh.
Okay? So he's God's truth. So I don't want to get in trouble with people saying, oh, no, Father,
yeah.
Yahweh lies, God lies, oh, no. Kick him out of the Catholic Church, you know, well, you know, like, everything's got a context, believe
that's right.
me.
That's the important part about this whole thing is to realize that it's all in very specific places where God faints, you know, and
right.
and tells a,
right.
you know, does a misdirection or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, you know. I think of another example, and we get to Judges, you know, there's the Gibeonites, you know, they saw that, you know, the Israelites were destroying all the nations around them, and they were scared. They said, what are we going to do? Well, they decided to wear old clothes and bring old moldy bread. Do you remember that story?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they come to Joshua, and they say, we come from a far country.
Oh, yeah.
We heard how great your God is. Can we come? And, be part of the of all that's going on here.
Yeah.
And Joshua did not seek the Lord.
Mm.
And he did exactly what God didn't want him to do, which is make a covenant.
Okay.
And so when he discovers, he tells them, why didn't you tell us the truth? And they say, well, if he told you the truth, you'd kill
you
us.
You wouldn't have done it. Right.
And so a Hebrew reader would say, these Gibeonites, they are very crafty.
Mm-hmm.
They outsmarted
Joshua. Like God.
And therefore, they And therefore, you know, so a Hebrew reading that was smirk and smile because they would see that, hey, these guys were clever.
Yeah, they get the joke. Yeah.
And, you know, it would have been stupid for them to tell them the truth. You know, that's how that goes. Okay, so it's always good to be on the right side of God on this whole thing, don't you think?
Yep, I think that's the most important thing about this whole story right here, and what you're bringing out about the story is that Pharaoh's making a mistake here. He's on the wrong side of God, so he's going to get treated badly.
That's right, and he's going to be deceived. Yeah. And that's basically the whole story from here on out until chapters 12, 13, 14, and Passover. Mm. This back and forth between the two sovereigns, remember?
Yeah.
Pharaoh, the god of Egypt, right? Fighting for his son.
Yep.
And Yahweh, the true God overall, fighting for his children, right?
Yeah, right.
And it gets nasty.
Yep.
I'm sorry, life's messy. And that's why I like the Old Testament. It's just so real. Not none of this, you know, fluffy, lovey-dovey stuff, you know what I mean?
I like the lovey-dovey stuff. Give that to me.
I like it back when their men were men, you know?
Yes,
when
I get it.
When ships were wood and men were made of steel instead of steel ships and, oh, and sissy men, you know?
Yeah, we don't want that. Okay, good. So that's a great little thing to take away from this little few verses in the story here.
Okay, God bless you.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. The Deep Dive into Scripture podcast theme music is Epic Trailer by Scott Holmes, sourced from scottholmesmusic.com using a Creative Commons license. Please go to ancienthopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple or Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.